Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 9 and we shall read from verse 6 to verse 8. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. Amen. The title of our message is Born of God to Lead. He said to us, for unto us a child is born. This child that is born is the Son. Son of who? Son of God. That this child is born of God to be the leader, the everlasting leader, the true leader of God. And that this child that is born, the government shall be upon his shoulder. That is, without him, nothing can happen. That's why he says, without me, you can do nothing. That God has laid on him our responsibility. That is, he is responsible for us. He is the one that takes care of us, of everyone in the whole entire world. And that his son that is given unto us, he says that his government shall not have an end. He's an everlasting ruler, everlasting king, in that the zeal of the Lord shall perform it. That this child that is born, he says in verse 8, the Lord sent a word into Jacob. Fantastic. He said this word lighted upon Israel. That's what Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Do you know that he is the light? Who? Jesus Christ, the Word of God in the Bible. That's why he says the entrance of this Word in the Bible into your heart gives you light, gives you understanding. That anyone that open up for this light, he said, he will light you. What light? He will give you the light of God, the understanding of God, that the light of God is himself. He reveals God to us. That the revelation of God is upon him. Upon who? Upon Christ. And that God has given him to be our leader. That's why he says, I am the good shepherd. I am that one true shepherd. That this shepherd is of God, not of man. And that God gave birth to his word. You know that God gave birth to the word in the Bible? According to the scriptures, that he wrote on the stone tablets after he spoke to the Israelites and gave the two tables of stones to Moses, and the word, that rock that followed them, was Christ, the Son of God. Let's read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, reading from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant, how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, And we are all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. He says they all drank of this spiritual drink. They all ate the same spiritual meat. What meat? The word. He said your father ate manna in the wilderness and they are dead. He wanted them to eat the word, the bread that came down from heaven. That bread that followed them was Christ. But they lusted after evil things. They will not eat him. They will not do what he says. That my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. That you do not live by bread alone. That I provided for them. 40 years in the wilderness. He fed them by his word. He gave them drink by the word. And that it was this word that was leading them in the pillar of fire in the night. And a pillar of cloud in the day. Who? The one that was born. He said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He said that word that followed them 40 years in the wilderness was Christ, the Son of the living God. Where is that Christ today? In the Holy Bible. He's giving him to us by his word we read. He said they lusted after natural things. They will not go for the word. They did not hunger for him. The people sat down. They ate ordinary food and they rose up. They started playing. They became idol worshippers. They will not worship the true God. We have to worship him. They were to worship the true God by the word. He wanted them to worship the Lord as Moses told them. Hear you, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. You know, he is the leader, one master. That his word he gave to us is the one to lead us. So it is written that as many as are led by the Spirit of the Bible are the sons of God. And how did he want to lead them? He says, open your hearts. He was knocking at the door of their heart for 40 years. But he said they hardened their hearts. Again, he said to us in Revelation 3:20, I am standing at the door knocking. If any man will open, I will enter. Enter where? Your heart. Who is going to enter this Holy Bible, this Word of God, want to enter into us as the true Son of God, as he that is born to lead us to God. That when his word, the revelation of Christ comes to you, light has come to you. That he is born to lead us by his light, to lead us to where? To God. And that this is why he gave him to us. And that before people can lead, they need to have authority. And so also, God has given all authority to his word, to Jesus Christ, to lead us. You know, Jesus claimed it when he resurrected. Go to Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's it. So that's why he is the leader. God gave him power, gave him that authority to lead. He didn't take it upon himself. When Pilate examined him, and Pilate asked him, are you a king then? Jesus answered him. Let's read that in John chapter 18. And hear what he answered Pilate. When Pilate said, are you a leader? Are you a king? Jesus said this in reply to Pilate in verse 37 of John 18. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. He said, Pilate, you are talking correctly. I am the king. I was born for this purpose. For this purpose I came into the world, to testify of the true king, that I am the true king, the everlasting king, that all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Do you know that the word of God in the Bible is the king? What sort of king? The everlasting king, the king that abides forever. Who made him king? God made the Bible the king. Not himself. God Almighty, that created the whole world, made Christ, the Son of God, the King. Hear what the psalmist says of him in Psalm 110. Reading from verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall feed the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Are you hearing? He said, the invisible God, the Spirit, said concerning his word, sit thou on my right hand until I make all those who are challenging you your footstool. That he will wound the heads of many countries. He will wound the heads of many nations. Because he is the true king. He is the leader. That all power belongs to God. King David, who is speaking to us, he said, the Lord said to my Lord. He knew that he had a king. That the King of Kings is Jesus Christ. That the Lord said to my Lord. Do you know that this Bible is our Lord? Who gave him to be our Lord? The Almighty God, the invisible God that spoke on Mount Sinai. Said that this Bible, this word he gave to Moses, is the Lord. So he said, the invisible Spirit said of this word, his word, which he gave birth to, that sit thou on my right hand until you make your enemies your footstool. That he is going to wound the heads of many nations because they are no heads. He is the head. He's born to lead. Hear what was revealed to John in Revelation chapter 5. In verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. He said he saw on the right hand of him a book. That when he said, sit on my right hand, John said, I saw a book. It was a book that was on his right hand. Sealed with seven seals in verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. He said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lamb of God himself, has prevailed to open the book and to loose it, to open it for us to understand. That he that is seated on the right hand, when he says, sit thou on my right hand, is talking of the book. That he is that Lamb of God. Who? The book. That he is the only one that could open, because he's talking of him. That this book is the very Lamb of God. It is him, he said, that he will make his enemies his footstool. That this book is born of God. He is the child that is born. He is the son that is given to us, whom everyone should worship, should bow to. Say, yeah, the Almighty. Look at verse 11 of the same Revelation 5. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the numbers of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, innumerable, uncountable, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and in the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worship him that liveth forever and ever. They worship him. And though the man, so that's why the man of God said, Apostle Paul, he said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. Who? He gave his word a name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Where? In heaven. On earth and beneath. He said, I saw heaven, I saw earth, I saw sea, I saw everywhere bound to this Lamb of God. Bound to who? To the book that was on his right hand. He alone is the mystery. The mystery of godliness. That every word he's telling us, every preaching is surrounding this Lamb of God. This wonderful Lamb of God. That's why he prayed for the church in Ephesus, the Ephesians. Look at Ephesians chapter 1 and hear what Apostle Paul said. That this Lamb of God is the book. What book? The Holy Bible is in his right hand. Who? The right hand of the Almighty. And he says that he is my son. I gave birth to him. That the word, the invisible word, gave birth to the Holy Bible. Ephesians chapter 1. Reading from verse 17 of it, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. God wants us to know him, to know his son. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us worth who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him in his own right hand in the heavenly places. You see, who is on his right hand? The book. What did he call him? He called him Christ. That this Bible is the very Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. That's why he told Nicodemus, the flesh gives birth to flesh, spirit to spirit. That every word in the Bible was born of God. From Genesis to Revelation, that they are inspired by the Almighty. That no one prophecy of this scripture came privately. The holy men spake or spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. By that eternal spirit. He said he set him on his own right hand. That he is the mystery of the book. Who? That the book itself is the very Lamb of God. And that he set him on his right hand in the seat of majesty upon high. He is the king. He is that high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Look at verse 21 of Ephesians 1. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Say, God gave him to be the head. That is why he said he will wound every head. Every head, whether in any society, any group of people, he said he will wound them. Because he is that head. Who? Jesus Christ, the Word of God, was born for us, to lead us, to be our leader, the good leader, the one that will not lead us astray. He lead us to God, to his Father. That's why he say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am in the life. There's no one that can come to the Father except by me. That there's only one way we can come to God, only by this holy Word of God, that he gave birth to him, not men. That God gave birth to the Bible. That is the truth he wants us to eat. He wants us to eat the truth of this Bible, that this Bible is the very Son of God, Son of the invisible Word, born by the eternal Spirit that abided forever. And therefore, he says that he's born for us. He's given to us to enjoy him, to receive him, so that when we receive him, he said, I will sup with you, you sup with me. God the Almighty gave all authority to his Son. And that this Son of God is genuinely the head over all nations. And that he had given him all authority. And that's why he says that we should call upon him. In the day of our trouble, he will deliver us. That it is he that is the deliverer, that he sent his word. That word he sent is Christ. To heal us and to deliver us from our destructions. There is no other way we can be delivered from the trouble that is coming. But say that this Jesus is the safety as it was in the days of Noah. That the ark of Noah was the only way to escape the destruction that is to come. That it is this Jesus Christ that is the way to be free. And that he is giving to us. God gave him to us. He gave us the Bible so that we will abide in him and he will abide in us as our king, as our leader, as the governor general to govern us. He said upon his shoulder is the government, and that we are not to be outside him. You know, when someone says a leader is and he's not a leader, that's called falsehood. That is why he say, all that ever came before me, they are thieves and robbers. Don't listen to them. You should listen to this good shepherd. Who? The shepherd of God. That's why he says, O shepherd of Israel, thou that dwelleth between the cherubims, that led Joseph like a flock. You know, the Lord led Joseph through all those terrible things he experienced. They lied against him, Potiphar's wife. They put him in prison. That is the Lord that led Joseph. That it is this word that led him. He will not leave him nor forsake him. He says that if you receive me, whether in life or death, it does not make no difference. That I will be with you always. I am that comforter that will never leave you nor forsake you. And that his comforter is his word. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that is born for us, born for the whole world. He is the King eternal, King immortal, King invisible, the only wise God. And our Savior, Jesus Christ, is this word of God in the Bible that is born for us. That child that is born is this Bible. That son that is given to us is these holy scriptures in the Bible. And that we are to receive him. He says, as many as receive him. To them he gave power to become the sons of God. Do you see how you become a child of God? He said, when you receive this child that is born of God. And this son that is given. That he alone is the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. And then once you receive him, where? Into your heart. You believe that this word of God was made flesh. Suffered for us, died to bring us to the way, to bring us to where he is. Where is he? He told the disciples, the prophet wrote of me. In the past, God was speaking to our fathers by the prophet. In this last day, he's speaking to us by the very word that proceeded from him, that is in the bosom of the Father. I am the truth, he told Pilate. For this purpose, I was born. That this Bible is entirely given to us, to the whole world, to be the eternal king, the genuine president. He is the prime president, the governor, the leader, everything. He said, wherefore he has given him to be the head to us, to the church, which is his body. and that we should eat him. As many as are baptized into him have put him on. For we are baptized into this wonderful body of this book by one spirit. There's only one speaker that spoke from Genesis to Revelation. He said he bring us into his house so that where he is will be there also. His dwelling place, that God is dwelling in the Holy Bible. It says in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, come to me, oh ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Outside there is trouble. In me you have peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace of God. The supernatural peace. He said, I will keep you. Who? The word will keep you. He's that keeper. When he keeps, he said, does not abandon. But the hireling, he said, when they see the wolf coming, he will run away. The flesh and blood is a hireling. But this Son of God, this Word of God is not a hireling. It's the Son himself. That if the Son will set us free, we shall be free indeed. Flesh and blood is not the Son of God. That the Word of God is the Son of God. Is that child that is born unto us? Is that Son he wants us to receive? That we should receive him into our heart. Is more than quoting the scriptures. He said we should believe that this scripture is that child of God. Is that Son of the living God. And his people will be willing when he reveals himself to them. That in the day of his power, he said, thy people will be willing. Be a person of this God. Have you become his own? He said, as many as receive him. They are his. Anywhere in the whole world, that many will come from the east, from the west, from the south, not anywhere, and come and sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. That this is the Israel of God. Not of this flesh, but of the spirit. Partaking of this one spirit of the living God. One spirit of the Bible. Dwelling in everyone, he said, Joshua and Caleb have another spirit. Therefore, they are in me, I'm in them. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.